America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. Christina Staffo is off preparing the entertainment report while we speak. But speaking of entertainment, let's rejoin our conversation with Henry Bushkin. One thing you talked about in the book, and you bring it up in the epilogue as well, the fact that Johnny died alone, completely alone. We watch retrospectives now about how he was loved, revered, treasured. I've seen Gary Shandling cry when talking about when he learned when Carson died. It was amazing to me that with all of this admiration from afar, this man still died completely alone when he left this world. Now, he couldn't relate with people on a certain level that you need to in order to develop love, even deep friendship. And it amazes me to this day about how this man who was this icon and shaped so many careers and was loved at such a level in his profession that not many people can even dream of, but the fact that he still, when all was said and done, left the world alone.
I think it's fair to say that the mom, Ruth, really destroyed his ability to connect with women. I mean, I think you got to begin there. And then that limited his ability to connect with anyone else as well. I mean, he went through wives. He went through friendships. He went through producers. He went through lawyers. Indeed, the lawyer who succeeded me, Ed Hoekstraten, said to me, he was the one who encouraged me to write the book in the first place. And he said, you were the one guy who really knew him. He said, I worked for him for 9 years and never really knew him.
Isn't that amazing?
So it's not only amazing, but it's shocking that there was no memorial for the guy.
In
the entertainment industry, memorials are universal.
Yeah.
When Joan Rivers died in 2014, the synagogue was packed with people coming to pay their respects. In Johnny's case, there was no memorial. There was no funeral. I mean, he was cremated. But there was, I mean, it's shocking to think that a guy who was beloved by millions and millions of people died that way, and there was no one to stand up for him eventually and give him the respect that he deserved. Very sad.
And you just drew the perfect comparison when Joan Rivers passed away, because Joan Rivers was loved within the industry, but also developed such deep friendships with people in the industry as well. I know when we have Deborah Norville on, she talks all the time about how close she was with Joan. I had the pleasure of working an event with Joan once. Joan was a genuine person who would talk to you, hold your hand as she would talk to you, a very sweet lady. And it just shows the difference in what demeanor and personality can do. The question that I've wanted to ask you more than anything since you came out with the epilogue, how does what you've written in this redefine or change sort of the prism of how you remember your relationship with Johnny Carson?
Oh, I think it's really with a touch of sadness that he didn't know this. Certainly I didn't know this. If I knew this, he would have known it, obviously. And if he did know about it, which I doubt, he certainly never mentioned it to me or anyone else, not to any of his wives. As you know, my relationship with him ended badly.
Right.
As all of his relationships ended badly, with his wives, with his first producer and his second producer. Freddie DeCordova was banned from the set at some point for interfering sort of with his homage to his son, who died in 1992. So to me, it brings a bit of sadness into how I think about him, because he really could have been helped, should have been helped, and it would have made him, in my opinion, a much better person today. Everybody in this country acknowledges that he was the gold standard in late-night television.
To this day. And as you watch some of the late-night television that's out there now, it's even more apparent. And what makes it even so obvious is now they're repeating the old Carson shows on Antenna TV every night at 11 o'clock. So a whole new generation that really doesn't even understand what Carson meant, they get to see what it was and what it was that made him so special.
Well, again, he is the gold standard, and he was off the air in 1992. Mm-hmm. So it's 20-some-odd years that he's off the air, and it's remarkable that they bring the show back in its entirety.
Yeah,
it's a testament to how brilliant he was, and a whole new audience hopefully gets to see how good he really was.
Well, it is the perfect wrap-up to a terrific book. Mommy Dearest, the explosive epilogue to the best-selling Johnny Carson, is available at Amazon. Go there now, get it. It's a fascinating read. Now, the original book, Johnny Carson, is available everywhere. Actually, true story, about 2 weeks ago, I saw it at Barnes & Noble. There was a friend of mine I was telling about the book. She said I would love to read it. I grabbed her a copy of it, so it's out there. And if you haven't read the book, do so, because it is a fascinating read. Henry Bushkin, as always, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Ed, I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalegi, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Where are you likely to overspend? Name the places where you're likely to blow the budget and maybe go in debt. Here's the social science of it. First off, parents are likely to overspend on their children, especially during the holiday. The typical kid asks for 4 or 5 presents, and the typical parent gives 7 to 10. We also overspend on our pets. There are entire stores devoted to Fluffy and Fido. We're also likely to overspend when it comes to college. The difference between state and private college is astronomical. Finally, we're likely to overspend on weddings. What's the cheap psychological trick? Humans spend more when emotions are out of control. To avoid overspending, just put time between you and any purchase. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This explosive receiver was always a threat to go the distance. He initially passed up the NFL for bigger money in the CFL, but he's remembered as one of college football's most electrifying players.
He's at the 30, afterburners are on, he's gone, touchdown, Irish!
So, where is Rocket Ishmael now? Rocket made some bad investments after his playing days, but he rebounded and got behind Bite Tech, a company that produces cutting-edge mouthguards for athletes. Rocket also appeared on the reality TV competition Pros vs. Joes.
The Rocket delivers!
With the Rocket speed, deliveries are never late. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.